Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Put it up.
Many a day has passed.
Ooh, welcome to the Listen Up Podcast. This is your boy Sam. We'll be joined by Brandon later in the episode. But we're here to talk about FSU pretty much soundly beating Georgia Tech. Hold on, let me get the last little bit of that score of the game. Good for CJ Campbell getting that touchdown at the end. Kid walk on. That's pretty cool. Gotta love that. Getting those carries at the end. Yeah. But Florida State racked up a bunch of yards. Jordan Travis down to have 400 yards worth of passing. Three touchdowns. Benson ran really good. Wilson looked it pretty good. I would like for him to make a few more of those tough catches, but I just don't think he's built to make tough catches. From what I'm seeing from him, I don't think he's built for that. But, you know, it is what it is. I thought the defense played okay. I don't think they played bad. I mean, Georgia Tech's offense is horrendous, so I guess you don't expect for it to look too good, for them to look too bad against Georgia Tech. You know, situationally, I thought the team was a little, team was a little off situationally. They kind of looked kind of bad out of the bye week, you know. But they did what they were supposed to do. They beat a bad Georgia Tech team, man. So I'm really happy about that. If you want to join the show, if you want to hop in the show, get some takes off, there's the link in the comment section. Click on it. Come on, holler at your boy. But overall, man, I thought, you know, FSU did what they had to do. They won the game. I'm happy about that, man. So I feel pretty good. They play Miami next week. I think that matchup is going to be a little different than what we used to this week. So I would like to have seen them clean some of the red zone stuff up a little bit more. But, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day, man. What's up, Island Boy? I appreciate you coming through. But, yeah, overall, man, I thought he did a pretty good job, man. I thought, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. Rodney Hill, man, I don't know. I think that kid deserves some more carries, man. I mean, I know Toa Philly and Benson are really good. But, man, I don't know, man. Hill got a different gear in him, man. They should probably get him the ball a little bit more if we're being honest. But, yeah, so FSU wins against Georgia Tech, man. So, big win. Anything y'all want to talk about, put it in the comment section. If you want to join, click on the link. But other than that, it's time to get ready for Miami, which I think they're going to lose this week. Are they going to lose again this week? I think they are. Hold on, let me check. Let me check these scores real quick. It's bad podcasting on your boy, behalf. Damn, you can't even find Miami score. This is ridiculous. people playing on the Cartoon Network. You can't even find Miami score at the game. But, nah, man, it was a good win. I think a lot of people shouldn't be too upset with FSU. The score is actually 3-6. God damn, they're terrible. But Florida State should win that game, man. Florida State should beat the brakes off Miami, man. Make a statement. Beat Miami. I think I did pick Miami to win that game. On somebody else's podcast like last week, man. But I feel better and better about the idea that FSU is actually going to beat Miami. They had to give us two in a row. And I still don't know about this Syracuse game, which I'm a little concerned about. But, you know, overall, I think you could beat Syracuse, man. You just gotta clean up the red zone stuff, man. I think Mike is trying to do way too much in the red zone. He need to really pare down what he's doing in the red zone so the team can become more efficient. I think he's running too big of an assortment of plays in the red zone. I think he needs to pare that down about 10 formations into about 20 plays. And they need to get really good at that. They need to pare down what they're doing in the red zone because they are killing themselves by trying to do too much in the red zone, in my opinion. I think that's what's really hurting them. That's me. That's what I think. But, you know, overall, I think FSU's, you know, built down the stretch, man. I honestly think they could go undefeated down the stretch, man. They really, if they can clean the red zone stuff up, I really think they would have a chance to go undefeated down the stretch. I mean, we'll see what Florida looked like today against Georgia. But I don't think what's going to happen with Florida with Georgia is going to basically tell you what the type of team that you'll play, because, you know, Georgia defense is really good, and it's a chance they embarrass Florida today. But, you know, if Florida do come out looking really good, that would be concerning for Florida State. But I still think, at the end of the day, I think Florida State should be able to go undefeated against what they got left on the schedule, man. I mean, Syracuse ain't that great, you know. And we saw what Georgia Tech was, and Louisiana's terrible also. So I just don't think – I think we got a chance, man. I think they got a chance to go undefeated down the stretch. And they give you, what, 9 wins and a chance with a bowl, maybe 10? This staff needs it. They need it because they're recruiting like crap. So they definitely need it, and they definitely I would admit they probably need to retain a lot of the guys on the team. They need to bring a lot of these guys back on the team so they can actually be better next year than what I expect for them to be. I don't think Johnny Wilson's I thought early on maybe he was an NFL player after that Louisville game, but after watching him today in these last couple weeks, I don't particularly think he's an NFL guy like this year. You know what I'm saying? I think Jordan Travis could use another year personally. If his dream is to play quarterback at the next level, if his dream is just to be an NFL player, you know, maybe he will leave this year. But personally, I think he should probably come back next year. I think a lot of these guys actually should come back next year. Deloach maybe should leave. I wouldn't, you know, the linebacker. How much better can he get in this scheme? I don't think he can get much better. So if I was Deloach, I would probably look at taking it to the NFL. I think he can make a lot of money playing special teams and being a situational linebacker and get better at linebacker in the league. Personally, I wouldn't come back. Him and Bethune Robinson, the same thing. You know, undersized safety. Probably should go pro. Probably can't help his stock any more than what it already is. So I don't know. But overall, I don't know. I don't know what Johnny Wilson's issue is. I just think some people have a hard time catching the football with their hands. And it might be an eyesight thing. You know, I know Chris Carter talked about how when he first met Jake Reed, that Jake Reed could do everything great, but he couldn't catch a football. And he took Jake Reed to the eye doctor himself, because he thought Jake Reed could be a really good wide receiver, and come to find out he had a nearsighted problem. So, man, maybe they need to take Johnny Wilson to the eye doctor. I mean, I don't know why he can't catch the ball with his hands. Like, he just really cannot catch the ball with his hands. He really need to high point every football, and that might have something to do with his eyesight. Personally, I don't know. I don't know. He can't catch a bullet pass, though. I know that. That ball getting him way too fast. I don't know. What's going on, Brandon?
Apparently, Johnny Wilson and his catching ability.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, people keep talking about him being an NFL, you know.
I think he's an NFL wide receiver. I think you can't code size and speed, right? So they're going to take a flyer on him regardless. I'm not saying he's an NFL wide receiver as in, like, he's a good prospect. I'm saying he is 6'6". He catches the ball marginally well enough to play in the league. I've seen worse. And he has good speed, runs good routes.
Yeah, but do you think he'll go pro after this year, though? I guess that's what the
– Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, what would be the purpose of him coming back?
Yeah, and I think that's my biggest problem with a lot of these guys is, like, when we talk about the team next year and this team going forward, like, I think they got a chance to win the last couple games on the schedule. I don't think Syracuse doesn't scare me.
Syracuse scare me.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I'm just saying in general, like, I could see you winning that game. Like, none of these games are losable. So,
I'm assuming you talked about, I guess, your thoughts overall on it.
Yeah, I just, you know, I didn't think Georgia Tech was going to be a good, it's really why I didn't want to do a preview for Georgia Tech, because I didn't think they could score points.
Correct.
you know, I just didn't believe they could score points. So I didn't feel like, you know, but this, the red zone stuff with this team is aggravating because it's a constant.
Man, it's Mike. That's the problem is it's all Mike. First of all, listen, it's all Mike. It all falls on your doggone head coach, man. He got a.
He gets
so gimmicky down there. I don't understand, Sam. Like, help it make sense to me?
I put it in one of my tweets that Peyton Manning said that by year three in Indy, he basically made them pair the red zone offense down to like 10 to 15 formations.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 plays. And then the closer he got into the red zone, far as the 10-yard line, they ran even less plays, like 10 plays. You know what I'm saying? So they could get perfect at executing in the red zone. Because if you don't have that many plays to run in the red zone, you get better and better at executing the plays that you have, right? You can run more options off the look. I think he needs to pare down what he's doing in the red zone. That's my opinion. I think he needs to pare all of that down. Like, you know, like I think somebody just put.
The problem is, I don't even know what the plays are. Like, I would agree with you with paring them down if I could figure out what exactly he was trying to do.
He keeps running that jet screen shit. He keeps trying to run that three different ways.
Which I don't like.
Well, he's ran it three different ways.
I agree.
So instead of running it three different ways, run it one way. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like, stop trying to run it so many different ways.
Or not run it at all.
That's ideally. Ideally, don't run it at all. You know what I'm saying?
That might be the better option.
Mike Lewis just said something like he thinks it's Andy Reid. And that's true because Andy Reid does a shitload of formations also in the red zone. But the thing with Andy Reid and the thing I would say about NFL is you get a lot of time to practice in the NFL. You don't get a lot of time to practice in college football.
Yeah, it's all practice. Yeah, you got to – again, man, we in year three. We are – what is this, 7 games in? There is zero reason why you still ain't figured out what's going on in the red zone. You should have a play that I know works. We can run this successfully. Yeah, I know we can run these – we run these plays successfully in the red zone every time, and we're going to run a variation of these.
Right.
But I swear we get to the red zone, and it's just like – first of all, we had to call two timeouts. I call somebody. I was like, "Dog, we in year three." Now listen, I don't. I swear to God, I don't want to come off negative in there. Because again, Florida State had a very impressive win, racked up over 600 yards of offense. Jordan Travis threw for almost 400. Again, it's a lot of positive, a whole lot of positive. They did exactly what I asked them to do against this very, 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 very bad football team in Georgia Tech. They did that, but they came out very sluggish to start with. They didn't seem like they even wanted to be there early on in the game, coming off a bye. You had to call two formation timeouts because you couldn't get the right personnel and they couldn't figure out. Again, we talking year three, 7 games in. Those shouldn't be happening. And so as I look and I project forward, I'm saying, dog, you still got to play Miami. You can't afford to go in. You can't afford to have burnt all your timeouts 3 minutes in.
Well, I think that's the problem. When you look at what happened today, you're hoping you don't see this against teams that might be able to get the ball down the field. Man, I don't know if Miami can get the ball down the field on you either, though.
Oh, no, they can't. Again, yeah. I ain't going to lie. We ain't got to bear the lead. I'm not predicting. Miami is right now. Last time I looked, they were struggling with Virginia. Virginia was up 6-3. They can't score. Whatever has happened to their offense, that shit is over. Like, they ain't figured it out, and I don't think they're going to figure it out. So, cool, right? Let them keep stacking up recruits, and maybe they get better next year and the year after. But right now, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't seen Miami. That's looking more and more like that'll be a bad loss if you lose Miami.
Yeah, don't.
Miami wouldn't beat Georgia Tech how we just beat them.
No, that'll be a game. They'll be in a game.
That's my point. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, Miami is not a good football team right now. And so I don't care about them. This day, Super Bowl, rivalries, all that sort of stuff, man. Throw that out the window. You know what I mean? You are clearly the better team. You have better players, and you are playing at a high level. You have a 3-year head coach. When I looked at the first quarter of this game, they looked ill-prepared to play. And I couldn't understand why coming out of half. I saw somebody, Turtle, says it looked played like a practice game. It did. It looked a little bit like Jacksonville State last year. Where it's kind of like we was like, oh, we know we can beat them, so let's just kind of slowly go in here, get nobody hurt or whatever. And then they kind of, you know, then they kind of got it rolling. Once they got it rolling, it was clear. Yeah, 6-3, less than 35 seconds left. You know what I mean? So All I'm saying is I looked at the early part of this game plan, and I'm projecting forward, and I'm saying we got to clean up this. Don't be in games. Miami will make you pay for that. You know what I mean? Miami's linebacker will probably take that to the house early on. You don't want to go down to Hard Rock Stadium giving them a 7-0 lead when you should have been up, you know, when you should have been up. So I look at little things like that. But, like, overall, man, Georgia Tech, they don't have no answers. They didn't have answers. We thought that coming in, and we did what we were supposed to do to it.
Yeah, and I think it's okay. Yeah, you're right, Turtle. We suck at that. We don't do a good job, man, when it comes to communicate. And that's my biggest concern. That shit is on film, and they have not got better at that. They cannot pass off a wide receiver to save their life, dude. They cannot. At all. They cannot pass off a wide receiver to save their life.
I don't know why we keep doing it. I don't even know why we keep doing it.
Well, teams make you do it.
No, you don't. You listen, man to man. I don't care if you get picked and let them pick us to death if that's what they choose to do.
Yeah.
But we ain't handing off nobody. He gonna be open regardless. You might as well just, you know, you might as well just let natural picks happen. They're gonna be open regardless, so it don't even matter. They ain't handing them off. They're not doing. They can't play zone. We are very simple. We're a very simple defense. Keep it simple. You ain't got no other bags.
Right.
Yeah. Miami will eat us on that. You're right.
Yeah.
Miami will eat us. But I'm just saying, they ain't getting better by next week. Georgia Tech, I mean, they ain't doing with Georgia Tech. They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it next week either. So, I mean, at this point, what else you going to do? Keep letting them go out there and letting it happen?
Yeah. I think the Miami game's tough, man, because you can't go out there fumbling the football, throwing interceptions, missing opportunities in the red zone.
Miami can't score. Miami, but they can't score with Virginia.
Yeah, they
man.
Can't score though. That's the thing.
It
about
ain't
they can't,
tough.
Yeah,
tough,
they can't.
Bro, tough. If it's tough, I'm tough.
Are we? We not that young on defense, man. That's a veteran defense.
But
though,
Deloach. I mean, I guess a few of them DBs is young, but nope. Robinson.
No.
Fabo.
Jones. Green. Them guys all been here.
I was gonna say, well, okay.
I don't think we young at
maybe
all.
Maybe I'm missing it. What them young guys that you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. They just bad. I don't know the young guys you're talking about. They bad. They bad at that stuff, man. We just got
to. Yeah, we can find a lot of reasons. The answer is Matt. Yeah, they just bad at it. They bad at it. And at this point, again, we 10-point. Again, we gave up, what, 3 points off of turnover. They had one decent drive. Great. That's, again, you played a quarterback who – they knew could not throw the football.
Right.
They played it like he couldn't throw it. They knew he couldn't throw it. They weren't giving him no opportunities to throw it. Third and yard, defense played exceptionally well. Defense played exceptionally well, I thought, you know what I mean? Except for in the fact that they just can't seem to – it's a very bend-don't-break defense is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, and so we think if we get enough opportunities at it, we can kind of we may be able to create a turnover or two. We may be able to get a stop, you know, get the ball back to our offense where we can make some big plays.
It's funny. People keep talking so much crap about the defense, man, but the offense be putting them in terrible positions, man. I don't know, like.
You saying the offense, and I'm saying Mike. Mike keeps putting them in terrible positions. Like, we can generalize and say the offense. Yeah. I'm saying nobody called. Joe Philly did not call that play himself. What was crazy about the play calls, he had like 3 bad snaps early on in the drive. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he was snapping the ball great all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jordan Travis was, I think the play before, not like me, or one of the plays before, he had to scoop it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So if my center don't seem to be centering the right way, the last thing I'm gonna do is bring in a new quarterback.
Yeah, maybe get up under center a little bit there.
That could be something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, Mike puts them in bad positions in the red zone a lot. And it is mind numbing for me, man.
Let me ask you a question. The teams that we're playing down the stretch, I don't think of that. It's funny. I think Florida State has been very fortunate with the schedule this year.
1,000%. What we thought was a tough schedule is very fortunate. Yep.
They've been very fortunate. I think the schedule's been pretty – I think everything's pretty much broken right for you, in my opinion.
100%.
Does this team look like it's playing better?
No.
They looked good against LSU.
Yeah, they that's what I'm saying. At, I don't think they played at that LSU level.
They looked good the against BC.
Season. You're right. BC, they looked good
against BC. But since that BC game, I don't know. They just haven't – something – and that might be because they lost offensive linemen too. But fair. I don't think the offensive line has been
– I don't think the offensive line has been bad.
I don't think they've been that bad.
Mm-mm. No,
I don't know.
Like I said, do I think they're playing better? No. I think they peaked. I think LSU was peak FSU. You know what I mean? Like, you got peak Jordan. You got peak running backs peak, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Everybody was at their peak level.
Right.
And part of me thinks that might just be who this team is. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they can kind of step up a little bit against really elite opponents. Well, that's what I thought. But then they played Clemson and they played other guy and they found ways to beat themselves. So then I was like, that's not it either. So now I'm looking and I think they are, I think maybe me and you had this conversation, maybe I said in the last part, they right in that 30 range. Are they top 25? Probably not. But they're in the 30, which means I think they can hang with just about anybody. But I don't think they're at that elite level where they can beat good teams yet. You know what I mean? Other good teams, I'm not sure if they can beat them. But I do think they can beat any of the, let's say, outside the top 10. Right. Anybody outside the top 10, I think they can beat. So I look at it like that, and I say, no, I don't think they're playing well. But I also think every week is like a coin flip. You know what I mean? Like, next week is Miami. We may get the LSU and BC team, and they go out there and blow the doors off of Miami.
Right.
We could also get Wake Forest, where they kind of look like they don't know what they're doing, and they can stumble through it. It could look like the first quarter of Georgia Tech. Or it can look like, you know, the second half of Louisville. All of those are this team. You know what I'm saying? They don't really, you know what I mean? All of those are this team because we've seen it all this season. We just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I
just don't know.
I just put some links in the bio, man. You know, sub to us on Apple. You know, hit us up. Sub on Apple. Put a Golden O's in the comments there also. I don't know, man. I think the schedule's falling to a place where you should be able to win 9 games, though, 8 to 9 games. I don't see a reason why you can't. So I think overall we're going to consider this a pretty decent season. And
9 wins, I'm going to say it's a pretty good season.
Yeah, I call it a pretty good season.
If they lose 3 and they roll out, they beat Syracuse, beat Miami, beat Florida, 9 wins, ending the season with 5 straight. I will absolutely tell you, you've had a successful season.
Yeah, you can't, I can't really be upset about that. Yeah. I think with Mike, with these situations, I think he's just, you know, he's a bad, they're bad situationally, man. And I mean, that starts with him, especially on offense.
I think we got enough evidence to say that.
I think it's enough evidence to say that.
He's not very good.
We got Till Dog coming through. What up, Till Dog?
Fellas, what's happening?
Go rap.
I'm on my way there right now. Homecoming. But, man, listen, I got one thing I need to say. Mike needs to stop fucking with – oh, can I say that on your podcast?
You can't say fucking.
You can say whatever you want to say,
man. Mike needs to stop fucking messing with the offense when he got a good thing going. He's running the damn ball like mad, man. Then he want to throw the damn ball. We had a turnover on downs on the first drive. Why? I mean, it's like, you know, we're running the football. Run the ball. Why are you throwing?
Yeah.
Till, we've been saying it. It doesn't make any sense to us. We've been asking that question for, I guess, a few years and up into 7 games of this season. We've been asking that exact same question. I don't understand. But clearly, this is who he is. So either they got to get better at doing this foolishness, or are we just gonna be bad?
I don't know what other. The players have to take it. I guess the players just have to take it upon themselves to execute regardless, because Mike's just decided he's going to do what he's going to do. If I learn from LSU not to pitch the ball inside the 5-yard line, and then I go and do it again 8 weeks later.
This is who I am. And yeah, at this point, this is who you are. Yeah. Again, exactly. You would have thought he came out and said, hey, that may have been not been the right call, but blah, 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 blah. And we was like, all right, cool. Lesson learned. You learned it on the job. But when you don't learn the lesson, at this point, all right, well, then this is just what you
this is what you do.
This is what you do.
Yeah, this is who you is. Yeah, we just got to take that.
Yeah, we got to know who we is.
Yeah. Yeah, and if he gonna be that bad in the red zone like that, he might as well go ahead and find the best field goal kicker he can possibly find. Cause
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, go to Europe and get one of them damn one of them European soccer players that can kick that sumbitch sideways and still make it in there.
Yeah,
I just watched the dude kick it from like one step, 45 yards. You know what I mean? From like the side angle. You know,
right?
He was on Twitter. Bring him in. You know what I mean? Whoever, like at this point, man, we got to get the kicker situation down because Mike doing silly stuff. So field goals, we gonna need a solid field goal kicker to cover up some of these deficiencies. Because I swear, I'm looking at this stuff and I'm saying, wow, come on, man, Wildcat.
Yeah, exactly.
With the center who is already snapping in the dirt, you know what I mean? With a center who is snapping them in the dirt early, do you think that's the good decision, Mike? You know what I mean? Like, is that what you think?
But Till, let me get Kobe Noel on.
And that's what I just saw. I mean, and I ain't gonna.
All right, hello, what's going on, Kobe?
What's shaking? Can you guys see me? I can't see shit.
No, we can't see you, but we can hear you.
Ah, good enough. I'm at 508 South Macomb, which is right across from the TLC Double C. I was at the game. Obviously, the crowd was not what you'd hope for, but it's Georgia Tech at noon. But after the first quarter, there's not much to complain about, but the first quarter did happen. Mm-hmm. We did exchange ideas in the text, and it's the same thing we've seen for more than 2.5 years, and I don't want to focus on negative. Ultimately, we did dominate a bad team, and that's what you want to do, right? We had 600-plus yards. They had 200-plus yards. But again, I'm sure you guys have highlighted it, but early in the game when it was first and goal, wide receiver sweep, timeout, direct snap to Tua Feely. What are we doing here? Kind of funny frustrating.
That, Kobe. That was after the timeout. He came up with that. that wasn't on the fly call. Like, I got 30 seconds. I got to get a play in. I don't know where that Wildcat play. This was after the timeout play. Yeah.
Can y'all still hear me okay?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, by and large, let's be real. I'm not going to focus on the negative. We did dominate on the whole, but it took far too long to see that dominance on the scoreboard. And you don't have to be a football savant to realize that dominance was delayed because of poor decisions on the first couple of offensive drives. Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and I said that to my group chat, and they're like, bro, chill. I'm like, I am chill. I know we're going to win the game. That's not the point of my criticism. The point of my criticism is we're seeing the same galaxy brain bullshit in the red zone or on first and goal. Am I wrong to say that, Sam and B? You tell me.
No, you're not wrong, but I think it's a chance that, you know, this team wasn't very focused kind of going into the game. You know, maybe
you got Miami coming next week.
Yeah, maybe you know. Just a lack of focus, you know.
No. I would agree with you then, but lack of focus doesn't coincide with, hey, we're first and goal from the 9. Let's go wide receiver jet sweep.
Right.
That and he almost got in. And then the consecutive play, of course, is the timeout. Hey, focus doesn't say, hey, let's go direct snap. And again, I don't want to be all negative because we did dominate. We did have the yardage advantage by far. I was at the game, obviously. And it was, you know, David versus Goliath. It was, but Georgia Tech had no chance. But
yeah, their offense.
They had no chance.
You knew two drives in. They were never going to get enough points to win the game.
Yeah, and that's what was frustrating early on. It was just like, you get 20 plus, the game's over.
Correct. You could have got 20 in the first quarter. This game would have been over with. Halftime, we'd have came out with Tate Rodemaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It allowed, again, a quarter to go by where it was 7-3 at the end of the quarter, and you look up, and it probably should have been 21-0. You know what I mean?
Now, like, for this game, who cares? But for next week, and I know Miami's not good, but for next week, Mike, we need you at year 2. Let's call it 9. We have 3 games to go. We need you to go ahead and not get galaxy brain in the red zone versus better teams, because we've seen it already, not just this year, but previous years. It will cost you. So go ahead and make the decision that's boring. Boring can win. It's okay. And I'm going to sign off. Paul, listen to y'all.
All right. Appreciate you, Kobe.
Appreciate it, Kobe.
I don't, it's tough, man. I don't know. I don't know what to make out of it, man. I don't know what to make out of it. For one, I'm happy they won the game. I'm happy they won the game going away.
100%. And that's glad we got to get some backups. We got second and third. Campbell got a chance to play. Hill, we saw some.
So I'm happy about that. I don't know, man. I think we got a coach that's learned on the job. You know, I keep saying this. I say it every week.
I would agree. That's been my line. He's learning on the job. I believe you're learning when you learn. At this point, when you continue to make the same mistakes, I don't think he's learning. What I'm saying is he keeps getting bit. He's been bit by it twice this season. Now, again, neither time did it catch him. Maybe that's why he's not learning. You know what I mean? And I hope that he don't have to get bit by it, you know what I mean, and actually lose a game before he realize, all right, these are dumb decisions. But he's not learning it. I hate complaining on a blowout win, but it was all again. Listen, second quarter on, all positive. I ain't got nothing. Everything was great, perfect. Jordan Travis, 400 yards, running backs, Toa Fili, everybody great, wonderful. I ain't got nothing to say about that. But I'm telling you, we have seen in too many occasions where Mike just gets down in the red zone and you have no clue what he's thinking. You have no clue why he did it. You end up scratching your head like, why did you make this decision? How did you come to this decision?
When he's running a base offense and what they do, I think they run good.
It looks beautiful.
It's the gimmicky stuff that you could tell that they installed this week that looks terrible. That's just like it's bumbling and fumbling. I don't know, man.
The timing in which he calls it is really good. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what pisses you off about the red zone. We wouldn't complain about it. But again, the time when he called the wheel route, it's the perfect time to call that real wheel route to Toa Fili.
Oh, he understood. He has a knack for calling them pass plays at the running backs. He really does.
Anything with the running backs, he has a knack. Running plays, the design of the running plays, the wheel routes. When it comes to incorporating his running backs into the offense, it's great. But see, I guess I'm nitpicking now. But the problem with the wheel route and what we saw against Georgia Tech was like, where was this against Clemson? Where was this against Wake? Where was this against NC State? Those were the games where I thought you would have thrown to your running backs a whole lot more because you can't really get out of, you know what I mean? You can't really get out of the just line up and run the ball toe-to-toe because they got a good front seven. So I'm thinking to myself, these are the times you run it, but you skip it then. You know what I mean? And now Georgia Tech, it's like, all right, well, it's back. Where was that the last couple of weeks? We probably could have got snuck out a win out of these. So, I mean, look again, nitpicky things, but at the same time, man, I think Mike is very good in between from 20 to 20. But once they get inside that 20, man,
it's very
trying. I don't know what Mike got going on.
It's very trying. But, you know, man, I overall, man, I think the team's going to win 9 games, 8 games. I think we could.
I'm gonna take it with bells and whistles, especially when I know Florida may miss a bowl. Georgia, Miami gonna miss a bowl probably. You know what I mean? Like, so we up right now. That's a good position to be. You keep your recruiting class together. You end up with maybe, you know what I mean, a top 12 class. All wonderful, man. Good stuff. You know what I mean? Absolutely good things.
I ain't gonna lie, man. The Big Three is fucking terrible.
Yeah, man.
Big three is trash situation going on here, man. But
it's hell.
You got anything else you want to say, man, before we get ready to sign off here? Because I mean, we had 30 minutes. I don't want to keep it, you know.
No, listen, man. Mike, get better. Please get better. It may not cost you this one.
Fuller had a pretty good game, though. I thought Fuller caught a.
I love the defense today. Yeah. I have zero complaints with the defense. I mean, none. I was looking for complaints with the defense. Couldn't find one. Like, they rallied. Verse played excellent. He looked explosive again. That was the one thing I noticed. You know what I mean? You could tell he's been a little bit limpy. You know what I mean? This past, he looked explosive again. The Loach and Bethune dominated because they were supposed to. You know what I mean? As they were supposed to. DBs are going to do what the DBs do. I can't, you know. They are who they are. I can't do much, but you know what I mean. But they didn't have a quarterback who could take advantage. We keep saying it. Syracuse is going to be a problem because Syracuse can take it. Syracuse, that quarterback will make the those throws that that Georgia Tech was not able to make. TVD can make those throws. Willie, he ain't made them this season.
I doubt he's gonna play TVD, because he's been hurt. He's hurt now.
He hurt now?
Yeah. Well, TVD's hurt. He's not playing this game. He's hurt.
Okay. I ain't even watching. Well, so again, you can't let nobody else come in there and beat you. I mean, again, these are all stacking up like wins. You know what I mean? Like, these should be wins. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. So all week, we in red zone. Red zone drills. Just, hey, what we doing today, coach? Red zone. What we doing? Yeah, what we doing tomorrow? Red zone.
They do need to live in the red zone. They need to allocate a little bit more to the red zone. Let's allocate
a little bit more. We got to advocate a lot more. Yeah, we got to do a whole lot.
Rodney Hill is the real deal.
Rodney Hill is real.
Yeah, he is good. I would actually run him. I would start running him in some of these games because I do.
Oh, he gonna get more carries.
Because I think he got a different. He got a different gear.
He do. He got a different. I was gonna say something. I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna hold off. I was gonna say he got a different speed. I was gonna compare him to somebody, but I ain't gonna do that because I don't want to put that type of pressure on him.
Yeah. But anyway, man, let's get ready to. Hey, UVA beat Miami in the second overtime. Shots out to Monza. Miami's terrible.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay. All right. So,
how many periods? All of them.
All of
Monday.
All Monday
and all of Wednesday will be dedicated to red zone for me.
If we got to practice this week, no matter what time, what day the practice is, if we practice on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we practice the red zone full pass. And when we walk through the next day, we walking through just the red zone. We ain't got no problem before we get to the 20. But when we hit that 20, everybody seemed to get real confused. And the funny thing about it is, the simple answer is just keep running the ball. Like them same plays that worked before you got to the 20, they're still working inside the 20.
Hold on.
Somebody says game's still going with Miami? Oh, 12 not in the double overtime. Okay.
Well, you can't find a motherfucker on the damn TV, so.
Man, they got them boys playing on pay-per-view, man. You got to buy the game individually. They don't even got to know. I got every college football game on my TV. I can't find a Miami game to save my life.
You can't find a damn game, man. I don't know, man. Anyway, man. But anyway, hopefully UVA wins.
We'll follow it on our phones like we had to do back in the, before when there was games was on every channel. Because,
this is terrible, man.
They in poverty, boy. They're Miami for it. That's bad over there. I ain't going to lie, though. 12-9 UVA. I'm gonna still say it. Whether they come out and win this game over some fluke shit, it don't listen. You can't lose in Miami.
12-12 now. Okay.
It is 12-12 in double overtime. That is zero touchdowns against Virginia.
Yeah. It's all right, terrible.
Sam, we gotta start off because I'm gonna start talking crazy.
I don't even know what Bally Sports is at, y'all. I'm sorry. But anyway.
So Bally. Is that a real channel?
I think so. Yeah. They've been saying it for like 3 weeks now.
Bally Sports.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, is that like the sports book they got their own channel?
I don't know. Anyway, make sure y'all subscribe.
ESPN 4.
If you're here, subscribe. On Apple, find us on Apple, find us on Spotify. Listen to our podcast, FSU. Just type it in, you'll find it. But anyway, man,
I'm finna go get some sleep, man. I ain't feeling too hot.
Oh, man, you don't sound good either.
Nah, man. I ain't feeling too hot, man. I'm finna go get some sleep while I lay on this couch and watch the Florida game and then probably fall asleep. But, yeah, man. Listen, go Noles. We got to win. Mike, do better in the red zone. Y'all get to work, practice, and y'all better not lose to Miami. But we'll talk about that more later on in the week.
Yeah, that'd be it. Right. Yeah, don't do that. All right, man.
All right, yeah.
Yo. Do not lose to Miami.
You deserve to listen to a podcast. Yeah.
regret. Cause I'm getting money now. I know you heard that. Young nigga on the corner, bitch. I had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get in.